Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I'm really excited about this. For the entire 5 o'clock hour, Jay Binkley will be joining us in studio. We'll be talking Chiefs, taking phone calls, reading texts. So today, we have talked about Chiefs for a full 4 hours today. It has been a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah.
So if you got a question for Jay Binkley or just want to throw a topic out there, we'll take your phone calls. We'll just be talking football here for the entire 5 o'clock hour. So I led the show with this earlier today. Two things I led the show with. Number one, this season is largely going to be defined by their ability to put together a cohesive offensive line. That's the only place where you really think about it, that they spent significant resources and had a clear focus and a vision to improve the position. There's no new wide receivers. There's no new corners. There's no new safeties. You bring in one new defensive lineman, but they didn't really make that many radical changes. They've made about six changes when it comes to the offensive line. So this season is going to be a very simple pass or fail on did Brett Veach get it right with the offensive line. We have the evidence now. We know where he's got it right and where he's got it wrong. The big and the only question mark, in my opinion, comes down to their offensive line and how quickly they're going to be able to figure things out. And they're not going to have the luxury sort of easing into the season. Week one, you play Cleveland, who was a lot of people's darling. Week two, you play the Chargers, who I think can be a wild card team. You play Baltimore, Buffalo in the first 5 weeks of the season. You play a possible four playoff teams out of your first five games. How quickly this offensive line can figure it out is going to define this season.
No question about it. This offensive line will have to be ready to go, but this offensive line is the whole catalyst for what the Chiefs are. It's kind of what they stand for now. It's kind of their new identity, I think. I mean, the Chiefs have built that identity with Mahomes, the offense. But this is the new identity for the Chiefs in 2021, is this rebuilt offensive line that's got that touch of nastiness, man. I've been talking about this for some time with these players that they brought in here, this common theme of not really penalized, didn't give up hardly any sacks with these group of guys they've not only drafted, but the guys they brought in through free agency. This allows them to be more flexible with the play calling as far as rolling Patrick Mahomes out to the right or to the left. It gives you that flexibility for the play calling. It gives Patrick Mahomes that time. Forget about time to run wasp. They have time to do that every damn time with this offensive line. It's their new identity.
I agree with you, and I think that's sort of how we've operated. But we know these games are not played on paper and you got to go out there and prove it. As much as we like Trey Smith, you haven't played an NFL game before. Creed Humphrey, as much as we like Creed Humphrey, we haven't seen you in this capacity. So I'm with you. I think on paper, the Chiefs have one of the 10 best offensive lines. I think it went from being by far and away the worst, the biggest weakness on this team to now being potentially the biggest strength on this team outside of their quarterback play. But I think you follow what I'm saying here. But now it's about going out there and proving it and going up against a team in Cleveland, who has one of the better pass rushes in the NFL. You pick up a guy like Myles Garrett, you added Jadeveon Clowney. They have one of the better pass rushes in the NFL. They're going to get tested early and often. We know the Chargers pass rush has given this team a lot of problems in years past. We're going to have a pretty clear answer to our questions here in the first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I think so. This line's going to be tested early, and I love what not only Cleveland did on the defensive line as far as their pass rush, stout against the run, they can get to the quarterback. good secondary as well. But they'll be tested right off the bat. And I think teams will get a little bit of a different feel when they play the Chiefs. For years, teams have said, okay, this offensive line is soft. They're finesse, technician-based. Okay, there's been some of that. Coletti Osimile brought that nasty last year to this offensive line. But they brought in a handful of guys, kind of with that same attitude of KO last year. And they're going to be tested. People want to see this the offensive line. Is it really legit? They're going to be tested at different points. Rimmer's going to have a lot of pressure on him. Because right now, the elite pass rusher, when teams line up against the Chiefs, a lot of times he's going to see him. Like Von Miller will play both sides. Most elite pass rushers will flip to the other side. They'll look for the weakness. And if your weakness is right tackle, they'll put their elite pass rusher there instead of left tackle. I mean, it's becoming a new game in the NFL now where the right tackle is going to start getting left tackle money as we get closer here. Because just because that's your right tackle, you say, well, everybody else on the line is fine. Well, he's got to step up into that role because he's going to be tested. He's going to see the best of the best. Look at Chris Jones. He's going to be lining up against the right tackle of the different opponents. Yeah, the right tackle is going to have to deal with Chris Jones. So, yeah, Rimmer's got to step up for this team.
I'm stunned that Trey Smith was the day one starter in training camp.
I'm not stunned at all. I've not been stunned about this since the draft. I've been billing this guy up for the longest time.
You have been. I was mostly stunned because this isn't typically how Reed does it. Reed isn't really the guy from day one a rookie is going to occupy that position. He hasn't really done that with any other rookie on this roster. Mecole Hardman had to move up to it. The only one I can really think of is Juan Thornhill. Like, Juan Thornhill was kind of a day one starter. You knew exactly what you were going to have. Everybody else has sort of have to earn it. Mahomes
except
had to earn
Clyde.
It.
He got thrown right in there.
He got thrown right into it, but a lot of that to me was out of necessity of Damian Williams also opting out of the season.
If you go back to Kareem Hunt, that wasn't an automatic. That wasn't your day one starter.
Spencer Ware was the day
that
one
was,
starter.
Yeah, that was because of injury. And then all of a sudden you look, okay, what do I have here in Kareem Hunt? This guy's the NFL leading rusher at this point. So it took a while for Kareem Hunt. But Clyde, he kind of trusted him to know it. But again, it's doing the playbook. It's being disciplined to get in Andy Reid's good graces. But he typically doesn't rely that much on rookies. This year, there's a great chance you see two rookies on this offensive line protecting a $500 million quarterback.
Right now, we're talking to Jay Binkley. If you got a question or want to call up, you can do so. 913-576-7610. We're just talking football here for the 5 o'clock hour. Binkley's here, and Binkley will answer all your questions. Go ahead, Bink.
One thing. Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, was on with me Saturday up at training camp doing that show. And he dropped that nugget, too. He said, if we played tonight, I would not be shocked if Trey Smith started. This is before today, before he goes and lines up a starter. This is Mitch Holthus last weekend saying, I would not be surprised if they played a game tonight if that was your right guard. That's what Mitch said last weekend. And again, Trey Smith goes out there with the ones today.
Who do you think their number two corner is? I think it's DeAndre Baker right now.
I think he and Mike Hughes are in for a battle. DeAndre Baker got beaten on a nice little route down the field, a nice little go route by Mecole Hardman. But again, that's going to happen in training camp. It's going to happen with the speed of Mecole Hardman. He's going to do that to a lot of people with the touch of Mahomes. Mike Hughes seems to be getting early looks, though. I think it's a coin flip between Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker, to be quite honest with you.
Are those two guys that we feel comfortable in the Chiefs really depending on? Like, if you go back and you look at sort of their standing in the NFL and how much they've played, DeAndre Baker has not really gotten an opportunity in the NFL. He has been in the league for two seasons. He got cut by his first team, got injured last season. Mike Hughes, he's played a little bit more.
Yeah, DeAndre Baker's situation is a little bit different, though. It's not just cut and dry. It's just cut. You know what I'm saying? He had some issues there.
He did have some issues, but we know how the NFL is. If he was that good at that position, they would have kept him.
What? Some teams are just wrong, man. Giants didn't want to deal with it anymore, so... You know, step up Chiefs again, first round pick.
NFL
Thorpe Award winner.
NFL teams put up with a lot.
Just saying, man.
If he was one of their better corners, he'd still be on their team. They wouldn't have got rid of him.
I don't know, man. It was a weird deal.
DeAndre Baker has started 16 games last year. Obviously a very different year. Got released, had some off the field stuff, all that kind of stuff. Mike Hughes has played three seasons in the league and only made 7 starts. He has just not been a healthy player for most of it. So this year, they're counting on Snead, a guy who only played 9 games last year, to be a legit one for them. They're counting on a guy in Mike Hughes who has never stayed healthy to be healthy. They're also counting on a guy in DeAndre Baker who his first team gave up on him. He then got a significant injury in year two.
Kind of. I mean, I think saying giving up on him is a little bit loose there. I do. I just think it was too far gone for the situation. It was a weird deal. That wasn't a typical standard production of play because he wasn't there for him. He's dealing with all this stuff That was just the head coach saying this is not going to be a fit. I think it is different than a production standpoint for DeAndre Baker. That's what I'm saying. I think it is. I think it's in that other area.
I think this team needs four viable options at corner. Sneed's one. Tyrann Mathieu, by definition, is the second one. I think you need two other ones to work out. I don't think it really matters that much who it is. Now, I would prefer it be Baker and Hughes because I think their ceiling's a little bit higher than where I think Charvarius Ward's ceiling is. But if that's your fifth option at corner, you'll absolutely take it. I think you need two other guys to work out and be productive players for you this season.
Yeah, they did a lot of nickel. Ward at the left corner, Sneed at the right corner. But then when they go to the nickel situation, that's when you see Legarius Sneed start bouncing inside, probably to his better place. Then it was Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes kind of taking his place on the outside. Here's Legarius Sneed last year. He played 164 snaps on the inside. 164 snaps on the outside. 171 snaps on the inside. You might remember Legarius Sneed initially was a outside corner. He gets hurt, comes back, and like the second game he's back, they're like, all right, let's take a look at you on the inside. And that's really where he excelled last year, again. So he goes to the inside. I think he goes naturally to the nickel position with Jarius Sneed. It's up to Mike Hughes or DeAndre Baker to be that other outside cornerback. And I think right now I would put Mike Hughes 1A, DeAndre Baker 1B is probably how they're being viewed and used.
913-576-7610. Bink, are you worried about cornerback depth? I would put my cornerback depth worry at a 7. That's the thing I'm most worried about on this team. I'm not worried about right guard position. I think they have more than enough options. I think they'll figure it out. The only two things I would even say I have anything remotely above a 2 when it comes to worry with this team, I'd put my cornerback depth worry at a 7. I'd put my pass rush depth at probably a 5.5, maybe a 6. Those are really the only two things that I think there is to be worried about with this team.
Yeah, I think when you look at this position groups, you'll say linebacker, inexperienced. Obviously, Hitchens with the hamstring today will probably be back tomorrow. I'd say Willie Gay played extremely well today. Of course, they're drafting Nick Bolt. I'm looking at one of the weakest positions on defense. I would have to say corners at this point, a little bit weaker than what you see at defensive end. But, again, if Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker refine that form, that made them number one draft pick since 2018, 18 and 19 first-round picks, if they can regain that form. And I think they're relying on it. Sam Madison, Dave Merritt, cornerback coaches. Steve Spagnuolo cut his teeth coaching the secondary. They're secondary guys. There's a reason why they're here. It's just those guys value them. And, again, I could see Dave Merritt and or Sam Madison being head coaches in the NFL at some point. Again, there's a lot of pedigree back there on defense. So not entirely worried about it. Depth is a problem, a big problem.
Let me ask you this question. I want to go to the phone lines because people are starting to call in. 913-576-7610. I can't think of a player on the team that there is a greater divide on what the organization feels versus the fan base feels than Ben Neiman. I honestly can't think of it on this team. For the most part, I think what fans think about the player and the team thinks are almost the same. Like, if you ask Spags, has Clark lived up to the expectations of the contract, he tells you no in a private moment, right? The organization seems to love Ben Neiman. The fans seem to hate Ben Neiman. Where are you at on Ben Neiman? Because linebacker-wise, Bolton's up next.
Just a guy at this point. He only had 5 starts last year, so there's not a lot of faith in Ben Neiman. No, I would like to see a lot more Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, Anthony Hitchens, that style of play. Ben Neiman, just a guy to me at this point.
Willie Gay's going to play a lot this year.
Ben Neiman's just a serviceable player you get out there to start that knows the playbook, knows the assignment, sometimes physical limitations get in his way, but Chiefs see him every single day, every single snap, and they value the guy. But, again, he played in 15 games last year, started only 5 of them. So, it's hit or miss with Ben Neiman.
Text line 913-576-7610. Bink, what's your most surprising cut?
This year on this Chiefs team? So it would be surprising. So not like just like a Jody Fortson or something like that.
I actually think there's only one possible option. I think that's Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. You know I don't what? Think there's anybody else that counts as surprising.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly where I was going, is LDT. And I've been wondering, I mean, some of these opt-out guys are finding it difficult to miss that year of NFL football, man, and coming back. I get it, good reasons that he did it and everything else, but guys that missed the year of football, it's tougher for these guys to come back. And Trey Smith looking to be the guy, then there's going to be Kyle Long coming back to be a backup at that position. And I think Austin Blythe ends up being that backup guard if he doesn't win the starting center job over Creed Humphrey, which at this point didn't look like he's going to do. So I think there's three guards right now ahead of LDT.
Tomorrow, if you did the same way you did your mock drafts, if you did this is my locked in, I'm not making any changes, this is my preseason week one depth chart, I think you get 53 of the 53 or 51 of the 53 man roster right.
It'd probably because if they kept 10 linemen, I could see LDT sneak it in. If they keep just 9, he's out.
Those are the only questions about this roster, though. Like right now, if you and I did this exercise and I wrote down mine, you write down yours, maybe we miss one or two at the very most. Like a guy might surprise us or what happened with the Ron Duvernay turn eight, but we know exactly what this team is. There's not a lot of roster spots that are up for grabs this year. There's not going to be a lot of conversation about players that you don't know this year. Maybe we'll have a little conversation about Jody Fortson, but I mean, this just isn't really they're kind of at that same place. You remember when the Chiefs had the number one overall pick. And remember when Seattle had to cut so much talent because their 53-man was so strong and Kansas City picked up like 6 of those guys? Yeah. That's kind of where Kansas City is. They're probably 60 players strong.
Baby, Legion of Boom.
They're probably 60 players strong. They might end up cutting a good player like Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, but for the most part, everybody's going to either make this team or they're going to protect to keep them on the practice squad, and that's it. There's not a lot of open room to really fight for a spot.
No, there's not. And kind of the beauty of the whole thing is you're looking at guys, cutting guys that were possibly starting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in the last 2 years. Like an LDT, Nick Allegretti was a starter for this team. Andrew Wiley, a starter for this team. He's the backup. Again, the backup offensive line is going to be something like they haven't seen in the past. I mean, the backups, the depth they have on offensive line, those guys that don't make starters that provide the depth for the Chiefs will be a real surprise. But there's guys that have started the Super Bowl last 2 years fighting for their jobs.
Text line 913-576-7610. Someone says the Chiefs will not cut Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. That will be a PR nightmare. Mm. I think that time has passed, honestly.
I don't think the Chiefs have done enough goodwill with LDT. He's well-respected around here. They well-respect him. But his level of play, it wasn't exactly dynamic that year of the Super Bowl win. I mean, there was questions about LDT on that start as a starting member of that offensive line. Like, was he the real weakness on this offensive line? There was a lot of questions going into that Super Bowl about LDT. Now they made it up. They were able to win that game. But he had question marks on him before he took the year off.
Especially, and I want to be clear in my words and here with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. What he did last season and what he did in terms of opting out and everything he did off the field doesn't ensure him a spot on this roster if he's not one of the 53 best players.
It's a business.
It would appear that he's not going to start this year, right? It would appear, based on how they're handling it, he's not going to start. If he doesn't end up winning up that backup role, are you solely keeping him because of PR? And someone on the text line makes the point, it costs more money to cut Laurent Duvernay-Tardif than to keep him. It'd be dumb to release him. Cutting him is not like some major deal. Teams carry dead cap space all the time. Believe me, the Chiefs have made worse moves when it comes to cutting and releasing a player than Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. It's $7 million to cut him on the team. So I think we maybe oversold that the Chiefs can't cut Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. You're right. You'll be somewhat upside down on that contract, to use a term people would be familiar with, but you can manage having a $7 million dead cap hit for a player.
And I just don't see it as a PR nightmare. I mean, the Chiefs would do it in a classy way. LDT no longer a Chief. We'll cut him early, get him a chance to get on another NFL roster. There'd be no hard feelings between both. He's got his ring with this team. But again, Andy Reid's not here for charity. He's here to win football games. He's here to, you know, we can't have all great guys that everybody loves like an LDT. No, you got to perform on the field. I mean, this is a business. That's their livelihood. Their livelihood is to win NFL games, and they're going to go with the best 53, well, which becomes 55 on game days with the new CBA.
Text line 913-576-7610. Why not just trade Laurent Duvernay-Tardif? Veach seems good at trading for those diamonds in the rough. I don't think he has any trade value. That's not really how the NFL works when it comes to a player like him. I just wait for you to release him. Like, why would I take up his contract and then pay him what you were paying him if you think it's a bad contract? Wait for him to get released, and then you do it. Maybe worst case scenario is you do what happened with Carlos Hyde and you flip it for something else. Remember, they traded Carlos Hyde to the Texans for Martinez Rankin. That's the best case scenario for LaRon Duvernay-Tardif. But why would you give the Chiefs anything of value for a player who didn't play last season, a player who struggled in his last season, and a player that we think is the only possibility for you to cut on this roster?
And there's no leverage. Teams know what you have to do.
Yeah.
They know the Chiefs aren't keeping all these linemen. Again, it was a great reference with Seattle Seahawks. Remember that's how we got Ron Parker. It's how we got different guys. The Seattle scrap heap, because people know the Chiefs are the logjam at right guard. They understand. They see it. They'll be watching these preseason games intently for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I wouldn't be shocked if they show up in St. Joe, kind of in the cover of darkness. Well, not really, but just like disguised as the fan, wearing that Sean LaChapelle jersey, checking out the Chiefs offensive lineman. But yes, these teams know the Chiefs will have to make cuts.
If you want to call in, you don't just have to use the text line, 913-576-7610. Binkley and I talking football the entire 5 o'clock hour. Ace, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Ace.
Hi, I was just waiting to call because I've been listening to you guys' show for a long time, and I really enjoy hearing what you guys have to say. To go along with what you guys said about the offensive line, where do you expect the Chiefs to really rank in legit seedings, and what do you expect their record to be for this year?
I appreciate the phone call. I went on a show earlier today and they asked me that same question. The Chiefs have hit the over every year since Andy Reid has been here. It's hard to find 5 losses on their schedule.
Yeah.
It's just like, at a minimum, they're winning 12 games.
He's basically averages 11-5 a year. You give him that extra year, that's 12 wins for Andy Reid this season. I mean, I don't think 14-3 is out of the realm of possibility for the Chiefs. I like that number a lot. I'm trying to think of who the 3 teams that beat the Chiefs are this year, but I think that's safe to say. It was a franchise record in wins last year for the Chiefs. I think 14 wins is a good number for the Chiefs. I don't know what you're thinking, but I think 100% it's 14.
Yeah, I'd put it at the 13 or 14 range. So these are the teams that they play that aren't the teams in their division. Cleveland, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Washington, Tennessee, the Giants, Green Bay, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Those are the teams they play. There aren't the teams in their division. I look at their division right now. I would say they probably go 5-1. I mean, one of those teams in the division probably grab you. You maybe lose at Las Vegas or at Los Angeles just because of how hard it is to win divisional games on the road. Find me 4 other losses out of that. It's hard for me to think week 1 with Andy having all this time to prepare, they lose to the Cleveland Browns. It's hard for me to think with the dominance that they've had over the Baltimore Ravens, that's a game that they're going to lose. It's hard for me to think going on the road to Philadelphia, who Philadelphia could be one of the 10 worst teams in the league this year, that the Eagles are beating them. There just aren't a lot of games in which I would feel pretty comfortable picking this team to lose.
Well, the bottom line is last year they went undefeated on the road. The year before, they lost 15-1 on the road the last 2 years. The year before that, they were 5-3. So they have 4 losses on the road in the last 3 seasons. When you think about that for NFL teams, and I get it, last year was a little bit different, you know, not playing in front of full fans or whatever. I don't think it really matters with this team, how many fans were out there, to be quite honest with you. I think it kind of hurts younger quarterbacks as far as audibling in that. But 4 losses in the last 3 seasons on the road, that is unbelievable what this team can do when they travel. That's what happens when you have Patrick Mahomes.
Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to take your phone calls. We'll also read your texts. Bink is sitting in for the entire 5 o'clock hour. We're talking Kansas City Chiefs football. Today was the official start of Chiefs training camp. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Binkley is joining us in studio. We're talking football the whole day, finishing out our show very strong. Very happy to have Bink in here with us. 913-576-7610 is the phone line, or you can call up or text. So let's take this phone call. Josh, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, man. Bink, I had a question. Who do you think is going to be the most likely undrafted free agent to make the squad?
By a man by the name of Devin Key, guy that could play safety or corner. Chiefs kind of listed him as a defensive back. He was running with the twos today at corner. Devin Key, I would say, as far as undrafted free agents, this your guy. This is like Darrell Williams at running back that made this team undrafted. Devin Key is a guy. He did run a 4.53 40. A guy wasn't drafted, surprise, but a tackling machine where he was. Do not be surprised for that name, Devin Key, to stand out and make this team.
Text line 913-576-7610. Where does Watkins' targets get divided up? Do they all go to Hardman, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or Noah Gray? You and I can get to our Noah Gray bet. You and I have, maybe we've said it on the air, we have an off-the-air bet when it comes to Noah Gray. I want to give people the numbers when it comes to Sammy Watkins. I'm sure you did. So last year, Sammy Watkins had 55 targets, had 421 yards receiving, but snap count-wise, he was actually on the field for more snaps last year than Mecole Hardman. If I had to divvy it up, so let's say out of the whole 100% pie, 40% Mecole Hardman, 30% for DeMarcus Robinson, 15% for Byron Pringle, and then divvy up the rest based on just other positional players?
Yeah, I think
the Hardman is the one that's going to benefit the most by Watkins not being there.
Well, I think so, but he's had his opportunities to stand up, you know, in the injuries that Watkins had, stand up. I mean, did we get that answered last year? We didn't. Like, who's going to step up and save me Watkins' role? It was right there for the take.
It certainly was.
It was right there for Hardman. It was right there for DeMarcus Robinson. I think you're forgetting Clyde a little bit. I think Clyde's going to be so much more part of this passing game. When you talk about where that pie is going to be divided up between Sammy Watkins' catches, I think a lot of it is going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Heck, I even think they throw to the tight ends. Not Travis Kelce. He's still going to get, you know, his 90 to 100 catches. But look for the backup tight end, a guy like Noah Gray, to start stealing some of those catches as well. And I think I went way too low on our bets with Noah Gray, to be quite honest with you. But look for Clyde. Look for Clyde.
Way too low, like what? So for those of you that don't know this, Bink and I have a Chipotle bet. I have told Bink a million times to tell me what his Cash App is. So now I just want to be clear. Bink,
which I have one,
has a Cash App.
Rob found me.
He has refused to tell me what it is, so I can't give you the money.
Your producer knows.
I don't.
He's my friend on it.
He doesn't have the debt. I have the debt.
But he's got the answer.
If you tell me what your Cash App is,
you go to your producer. We have questions.
I will send you the money right the moment you tell it to me. I will type it in. If you tell me what it is right now, I'll send you money. I'll encourage other people to help buy you more burritos.
No, I don't want that. But
I'll get it right here.
I need to look and see what it is.
So our bet is Noah Gray over under on 15 catches, and I have the under.
I want to change it to that burn ends at Scotty's Kitchen. You guys were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I had to go out there because you guys made my mouth water.
Why do we think that he's going to have more than 15? Like, what is it based on?
Sean Barber wants in this bet bad. He thinks it's way over 15 as well.
Really? Barber? Yeah, man. Barbershop. Tell Barbershop to back off this. It's my bet with Dot.
Okay,
unless
so
you want to do two.
Blake Bell. Is he a good example for Noah Gray? Bell?
No, Blake Bell is more of your blocking style. I know Blake Bell got that touchdown against the Houston Texans
give
a couple
a
years ago.
Give me a good comparison.
I get
then.
That.
You give me a good comparison.
I can't. He's going to be playing the H-back role. He's in motion. He's going to do things. I think Burton's
Demetrius Harris?
Look,
is that
Burton's
a good one?
No, more than Demetrius. Demetrius Harris with hands. Demetrius Harris with hands. Because Demetrius got a shot, but you know, he'd catch those. Andy would go for him on fourth down or 2-point conversion. Demetrius would come up with a big play.
Do you want to know how many catches Demetrius Harris had his last season with the Chiefs?
20.
He played with Patrick Mahomes.
20.
12.
Okay.
He had 12 catches for 164 yards and three touchdowns.
And again, how many of those did he drop?
Now, he did have 25 targets
Thank
and only
you.
12 catches.
Thank you. He dropped 13 of them.
Who has more catches this year, Noah Gray or Byron Pringle?
Byron Pringle.
Who has more catches this year, Noah Gray
That's
or
That's another guy throwing in your pie Kitt. To take up some of those catches.
Yeah, Noah Gray is,
forgot
Noah
about
Gray
Pringle.
Is eighth. In the hierarchy.
I'm just saying, I'm not worried about this Watkins loss of production with Clyde getting his.
I'll give you another one. Who has more catches this year, Noah Gray or Darrell Williams?
Noah Gray.
Stop it.
I think you're right. But they both have their Stop around 20. It. How many catches do you think Darrell Williams gets?
Right, 16.
McKinnon's going to take some of those snaps.
Probably 16.
Clyde's going to get those snaps. I'm not 100%
I'm
sure Darryl how much.
Williams, last year, Darrell Williams. Last year, I didn't even look it up. That's how in tune I am with the Chiefs.
The team.
You
want
to know how in tune I am with the Chiefs? I said 16. Last year, Darrell Williams had 18 catches.
McKinnon's on the team now. So his production is going to come down.
18 catches he had last year.
So, look at
so
15,
that's ahead 14, of him.
Again, Noah Gray's going to top Darrell Williams.
Okay. Are we doing like he has to play a minimum amount of games? So like if he gets hurt game five, it's just
plus
out.
15.
Okay.
I mean, a bet's a bet. If he gets hurt, I lose a bet. He didn't catch 15. It's a loss to me.
I'll let you buy out of it right now for $3.
I'm not buying out of it.
I'll let you buy out of it
I'm
for
not buying out of anything with you, Dot.
Okay.
This will be two things you owe me. And now it's a burn-in sandwich instead of a burrito.
When it comes to the Chipotle burrito, I don't owe you anymore because I've tried.
We're doing burn-ins now for Scott's.
I have bent over backwards to try to give you the money. J-Rock.
You really haven't.
You caught it to the drive. Go ahead, J-Rock.
What up, my brothers from other mothers?
How you doing, my man?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling. Hey, I'm excited for the season just like everybody else. My biggest main concern, probably y'all already spoke on it and hit on, that cornerback room, bro. I have no faith in it at all. And I'm just hoping that maybe y'all see something out of camp or y'all know something that we don't know. Because as of right now, that's the biggest worry of my mind.
I appreciate it, J-Rock. I mean, you guys know where I stand with corner. Text line gets mad when I bring it up. I try to bring it up less and less, but
corner that.
I don't really know what else there is to talk about with them. They're just so good. Their cornerback, this is the thing. I made this point a couple of weeks ago. I was telling Rob this. It's at this point where either one or two sides are right. Either I'm crazy or everybody else is crazy. I have given the numbers. We've gone through the roster. To me, it's staring you in the face. It kind of reminds me, you know when on Twitter they had that thing about the dress where it was like some people saw it was white and gold and some people saw it was black and blue. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how do any of you see that this dress is gold? What are you talking about? It's clearly black and blue. That's what I feel like here. Look at their –
I saw this gold.
We all watch the NFL. We all follow it. We all love it. Look at the Chiefs' corners. Look at other teams' corners. Drastic difference.
I'll say this.
I think it's a big deal.
The Browns got it much better with their corners this year. I think the Broncos, by the way. I love the Broncos roster. I don't like their head coach. That roster is loaded. I was arguing with somebody the other day that the Broncos had a better roster than the Chargers. Everybody's darling. The Broncos have great receivers, great tight ends. They bring in Ronald Darby. They bring in Kyle Fuller. They draft Patrick Surtain. Like, their cornerbacks are legit. Von Miller's coming back. Like, I love the Broncos roster. They don't have a quarterback to rally behind right now, and they have Vic Fangio as the head coach. But that Broncos roster is actually not too bad. Now, they're not going to win games because of Vic Fangio, but it's not bad.
Text line 913-576-7610. We're talking Chiefs football.
Xavier Howard.
Xavier Howard's not realistic until they restructure the contract for Tyrann Mathieu.
I get it.
It's just not realistic.
But there are teams that have contacted for him. I'm a big Xavier Howard guy.
All right. He's a top five corner in the league.
If not top three.
Right now, they don't have the space.
They don't?
The moment they make the extension for Tyrann Mathieu, I will be standing right there alongside you. We can hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I will be saying it. Please trade for Xavier Howard. Please trade for Xavier Howard.
He's pissed. They give the other corner more guaranteed money than him. He led the NFL in interceptions two of the last 3 years.
Right now, it doesn't make much sense for the Chiefs because they don't have space for him.
Unfortunately,
what's happening with Tyrann Mathieu? I've never asked you this. What do you think? At this point, to me, it doesn't make sense. The Chiefs want Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu wants to be here long term, but they can't figure it out. Why are we still in the same? We've been in the same place with Tyrann Mathieu for 4 months. Why?
Again, I think they're a little bit worried about the age. They've been down this road before with Eric Berry. They've been down this road with safeties. I do think safeties could play longer because I see a lot of corners. Even Jalen Ramsey sitting there going, well, I'll play safety when I'm done playing corner. You could play safety longer than corner in the NFL, especially a head smart guy like Tyrann Mathieu that's always there. But again, it comes down to business. They've got the ring, and they've got the catalyst to get more rings than Patrick Mahomes. I do feel that Tyrann Mathieu was the best free agent signing Brett Veach has ever had. Actually, best free agent signing I've seen in decades here in Kansas City. But it comes down to it. You know, he even tweeted out that 28, 29-year-old threshold. Again, I do think safeties can be viable at 33, 34 years old. I mean, hell, Rod Woodson made that move to safety, Charles Woodson. We've seen it done many times. I don't know if he's in that category, but I do know the guy takes care of himself. I just think it comes down to a business decision a lot of times. Chiefs have some guys to pay. And not only that, they got to worry about Orlando Brown next year. And Orlando Brown, to me, is more important than the Badger at this point.
I think they're of equal importance. I don't disagree.
Never put anybody above a left tackle.
I don't disagree. I think a lot of it, though, is the age. Orlando Brown's 24 years old. Tyrann Mathieu's 29 years old. So if you're telling me I can only sign one of them, I'd much rather sign the 24-year-old who has no injury history as opposed to that.
And he's not showing a lot of like wear and tear in the production. Like the production is there. He's an all-pro guy, Tyrann Mathieu. I feel he's a top 10 safety in the NFL. I just don't know what the direction they're going to go with his age. If that's what they want, he has had an injury history, I would sign him, but I'm not the Chiefs. I'm not watching him every day. I don't know the contract demands. There's obviously been talk both ways. You heard Clark Hunt, you know, talk about it. We'd like to keep him in Kansas City. I don't know what the time frame on that is. Obviously, the two sides have come together, talked a little bit about the extension. I don't know how much guaranteed money he wants. I don't know the type of contract he wants. You got to be concerned about Jamal Adams. What's he going to do for a contract? Will that play into what Tyrann Mathieu does?
We got one more segment, 913-576-7610. Binkley, join us for the entire 5 o'clock hour. We're talking Chiefs. Today was the official start of Chiefs training camp. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We got one segment left, 913-576-7610. You want to call, you want to text. We're talking football with our guy Jay Binkley as we keep it moving. I said earlier that there's only really three stories for training camp. It's right guard. I think we know four out of the five offensive line positions is right guard. It's who's going to emerge as the number two corner, who's going to emerge as the number two wide receiver. There's probably some minor other issues and things to talk about, but I don't think that Nick Bolton is leaving St. Joe and being a starter. I think their starters are going to be Hitchens, Willie Gay, and Ben Neiman, and Nick Bolton will be in the rotation. Is there any other story that you think rises to a level in which people who are driving up north to go to training camp should be watching, tracking, and following?
No, just minuscule things like Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the passing game. He talked himself back a couple months ago in the OTA. He's talking about splitting out wide at a wide receiver or in the slot position as well. I think right tackle becomes interesting, even though Niang is playing left tackle today with the backups. But again, I think there's a lot of pressure. There's got to be a lot of pressure on Mike Remmers. He's that guy, and he's a guy that can do it. He's got the veteran experience. He's much better on the right side than obviously proved on the left in the last two Super Bowls that he's been in. But I think that could be in a case, like if you're thinking, okay, there's no way they start three rookies on the offensive line. They went wild in free agency. You want to protect Patrick Mahomes, and you're starting three rookies. Very unlike Andy Reid type of situation. Could happen if Niang does look good. I'll be honest with you. Had a chance to watch him a little bit this weekend. I'm not even going to tell you best shape of his life, but he's lost some weight.
It's going to be close to best shape of the life, though.
I'm not going to say it.
You want to say best shape of your life.
No, I won't do it. It's close to that, though.
Who do you think is the best shape? We actually took this vote a couple days ago.
It's not Big Ben shape with the Goodyear still.
We actually took this vote a couple days ago on what it is. On who the best shape of your life person is. We took the best shape of the life because... So I took Mecole Hardman and DeAndre Baker.
But he's always in shape.
Rob took Chris Jones, was his best shape of his life. I will not take Anthony Hitchens, who lost 4 pounds.
Now I'm going to take Taco Charlton. And Taco Charlton was a man beast this weekend because he showed up to be with the rookies. Like, he was there with the rookies at quarterback, so the guy with some veteran experience shaking off that injury, out there teaching Kendo. You should have seen him. You should have seen Taco the teacher, man. We should have seen the way he attacked those bags. I'm going to say Taco Charlton. You wait till you see him. Best shape of his life.
Taco Charlton is actually a really good pick. I can't fault Taco Charlton.
When you see him and you see his burst, his movement from that line, I mean, it was impressive. Let me put it that way.
Are you counting on a lot from Taco Charlton? Like, one of my, back to what we were talking about, concerns and like sort of where I am with this team is, to me, the guys that they're really counting on to maybe provide a spark or be a difference haven't really done or proven it on any NFL team. Taco Charlton is a guy in which I'm sure Kansas City is counting on to be a legitimate pass rusher, provide some depth. Hasn't really done that in his NFL career. We were talking about corner earlier, the exact same situation. I would say when it comes to wide receiver, like they're asking DeMarcus Robinson to turn into somebody. Like outside, like I would say right now, this team is kind of broken up into three categories. There's your solid core. You know exactly what you're going to get from this team. There's the guys in which we have a good enough track record. DeAndre Baker's played multiple seasons. Hughes has played multiple seasons. Taco Charlton's played multiple seasons. They've underperformed for the most part, but this team thinks in this system, in this scheme, you're going to turn things around. And then the third one is just guys who we're expecting based on rookie draft picks now finally getting an opportunity to take a big step forward.
And I think something you have to consider, too, guys that are looking for that payday. Jaron Reed's an example on the defensive line, the one-year contract, prove-it deal. Taco Charlton, I felt, was on a prove-it deal last year with the Chiefs. and he was well on his way to proving it with the forced fumble, a couple sacks in those seven games, but then the injury happened. So now he's back here this year like he basically was last year on a prove-it type deal. DeMarcus Robinson should be on a prove-it deal this year with the Chiefs to step up, but if we're looking at the defensive line, I really like guys in contract years. I know our friend Terrence Paylor, you say contract years undefeated. Yeah, there's certainly some instances that don't work out. For the most part, they do. But Jaren Reed and Taco Charlton to me, and Jaren Reed the most under-talked about addition to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm still saying that. But Taco Charlton as well, you're talking about prove it. He's a former first-round pick. He wants to prove his worth in the NFL. I'm looking for big things from him this year because this, again, was last year he was on a prove-it deal, and he was starting to prove it. Team really liked him. They really trusted him in what he was doing. But I'll say this, he'll be in that same role this year as well, if not better because of best shape of his life.
Do you think there's any chance Nick Bolton's a starter?
If Hitchens gets hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they trust Hitchens too much, and I think they want Nick to kind of learn the ropes behind him. I can see that. You know, it took DJ a while too, man. Derek Johnson, you know, he was drafted out of Texas 16th overall to be this turnover machine.
It took
and everything.
Him like 3 or 4 years.
Took him a while. He got in Todd Haley's doghouse, but yet he emerged and all of a sudden he's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler. It does happen. But, yeah, I think they want him to watch Hitchens a lot. I think he'll be the kind of the – I think going forward, I'll say this, from 2023 on, I think Nick Bolton is the leader of this defense. I think he's the most trusted guy, the guy they all go to talk to, the quarterback of the defense. I think he is certainly destined for that role.
The last thing I want to talk to you about before we sign off for the day, and I appreciate you hopping on with us today, is so earlier Clyde Edwards-Helaire sat down with the Midday Show. And I would say last year, it's very hard for me to call Clyde Edwards-Helaire a success, but I wonder how much of that is solely attributed to what people's expectations were sort of placed on him at the beginning of the season. He only had 2 games last year in which he rushed for more than 80 yards, only had 2 games last year in which he had more than 50 yards receiving. He did not have a dynamic year by really any metric, in my opinion. But this year, I think there's a chance that there's a real breakout because of the offensive line, and with no number two wide receiver, maybe that person is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He has 45 catches this year out of the backfield and has a really massive season.
Yeah, he was a stud at his last year at LSU. Obviously, the hands were great for Joe Burrow. Wasn't asked to protect a lot at LSU, but it's changing. I was surprised how good he was early on with the Chiefs last year. He really grasped his playbook. 1,100 total yards last year. Extra game. He only played 13 last year. I'm actually thinking big things for Clyde. Why wouldn't you? You're not going to see eight-man fronts. Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. It's like Derrick Henry. He sees those fronts with Tennessee. He's all they got. Clyde's not going to see that.
That is my guy, Jay Binkley. Rob Brent producing this thing. Tomorrow, Royals Day game. We will be at Legends Field, Monarchs Park tomorrow for a game with the guys. We'll still be on after the Royals game, but we'll head out there to Legends Field tomorrow. Appreciate you guys listening. Back again tomorrow. It's The Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.